What's up, guys? It's Justin from EliteLifeNutrition.com, and you're listening to the Elite Life Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about fish oil, whether you should use it, whether you should not use it, what supplements you should probably take, and we're going to dive into that in a moment. But first of all, and this will be a fairly short episode, fairly quick. I want to just kind of pump this one out there. But before we get into that, I want to mention, as always, make sure you're following us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, but more importantly, the ones we're really focusing on going forward are TikTok and YouTube. And I never thought I'd be on TikTok, honestly, a few years ago. But ever since I've been on TikTok for like last month or so, maybe 2 months, I've just loved it because of the ability to create so much content so quickly. So we're posting on TikTok 2, 3, 4 videos a day sometimes of original content. And it's just like so easy to make the content that I wish I did this a few years ago, because it's like 30 seconds, 60 seconds it takes to do the video. And it takes like 2, 3 minutes to put it all together and edit it. I mean, that's unheard of as far as creating content goes. It's just so easy to edit and put it all together, piece it together. It's super, super easy, and we're pumping out so much information. Because if you think about it, we used to originally do articles. We do different articles on the website, you know, write these big things, 1,000 words, 2,000 words, sometimes big articles, 5,000 words, 10,000 words. And it's like, it would take so much time to put these things together. Some, you know, depending on the size, but if you're doing a big article, 5,000, 10,000 words, sometimes it takes a few days to put it together. And our brains think at the fastest speed possible, but then to get that information and type it all out, it's slow. There's a slowing of that transition from thought to actual getting it out, you know, on an article form and typing it all. You're only as fast as your hands can go when you're typing it out. And for me, it's not that fast. For most people, it's not that fast. So it slows things down in one sense. And also, people have gravitated less and less towards actually reading things and more to just visually seeing and hearing things in the form of video over the last few years. Good or bad, I mean, that's just what it is. So instead of doing the writing things, we transitioned into doing more of the audio things and more of the video things. And those things are great, and we're continuing to do those things. But another way to do it and to get things out there even faster is to just do short little videos, little clips, little 30-second, 60-second clips. And the easiest way I found so far is honestly through TikTok. And like I said, I didn't think I'd ever be on it, but quite frankly, I love it because it is so easy to get all this information out there. And that's what my goal is, to get as much information out there as possible to you guys. So follow us on TikTok. And make sure you follow us on YouTube as well, because we're actually pumping out all kinds of original new content going forward on YouTube that I still love YouTube. And I still love the videos of it and actually diving into subjects a little bit more in depth. Maybe not creating like, you know, half hour, 30 minute, 20 minute videos of things, but 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, things like that. We still, you can get a lot more than say a 60 second, 30 second video. So YouTube is also going forward another avenue for us to really get a ton of content out there and kind of give you a little more detail on some of these subjects that we're posting videos about on TikTok. So going forward, we have a whole strategy. My team and I, we're going to be pumping out a ton of videos on YouTube. So make sure you're following us on YouTube for totally original content. All the episodes as well that we're doing are getting posted on YouTube, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about original, totally new content on top of all the podcast episodes. So if you ever want to check out the podcast in video form, you can check it out on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. But if you want to get all types of original content as well going forward, make sure you go to YouTube as well, because we're going to be pumping out a ton of new videos on there as well. And it's not going to be found anywhere else. But with that said, let's dive into today's episode. Fish oil is the subject of today's episode. And it's really tough when you talk about subjects that have been around, like topics that have been around for a while, especially in the health world, the fitness world. When you start to debunk some of these ideas that have been longstanding and these people who are so invested in these things, you get a lot of heat. You get a lot of people attacking you. You get a lot of people, you know, trying to discredit what you're saying because it goes against what they believe. And trust me, you know, going back a few years, in the past 2, 3 years, I've gotten a lot of heat for a lot of the topics I've covered in past episodes and, you know, kind of putting myself out there in a lot of ways. It's, you know, I take it in stride as much as I can. It can be tough at times, though. You know, to be quite honest, it's easy to be somebody who's liked by everybody, but it's hard to be somebody who's liked by some and hated by others. You know, it's like, it's easy to be the good guy and everybody likes you and you're, you know, appeasing people and making them happy and making them laugh. And, you know, you're saying what they all think and what they all believe. It's like easy to be that person, but it's harder to be somebody who stands up and when they say something that somebody else doesn't agree with, takes the heat and is okay with that. And so just as a human being, as somebody, you know, who's been evolving and maturing over the last few years, it's been interesting. It's been interesting and definitely a learning experience to talk about certain things and to be okay with some people not liking the things that I'm saying or wanting to acknowledge that maybe they are true or, you know, whatever. But it is it's the right thing to do in life but you can I have learned as well to try to do it in a nicer way. Like originally it was more like all or nothing. Like, you know, it's this way or it's my way or the highway or this is what it is and there's no room for any in between. It's black or white. There's no real gray. And so the last like year or so, last year, maybe 2 years, I've kind of tried to be a little more understanding as well. So even if I know something is a certain way, and I know something's true, I'll be more understanding or at least able to present something in a more understanding way as to let somebody come and meet me in the middle. Even if they don't necessarily want to agree on something right away, they can kind of meet me in the middle and see that, okay, this guy's making a lot of sense. He's making a lot of good points. Maybe what I believed for the last 10 years could still be a little true, but maybe it's not as true as I thought it was. And even if that's like the spark that they need to then go forward and do their own research and figure things out on their own, that's really all I can ask for, you know? So like positioning things in a slightly different way can actually get a lot better results if you think about it that way. But anyways, when it comes to fish oil, it's one of those topics that pisses a lot of people off, because the truth is about fish oil is that fish oil coming from actual fish can be beneficial for you. The problem is fish oil coming from fish oil supplements is horrible for you. How is that, you ask? How can one thing be okay, not so bad if it's, you know, done occasionally, irregularly, and how can that same thing, when it's just simply turned into a capsule and taken daily, how can that then be horrible for you? And here's the thing. So fish oil itself actually is beneficial. It has benefits for you. It is loaded with mercury, because that's just how it is. The mercury gets into the fish. Fish is loaded with mercury. But if you have it occasionally, it's not as bad for you. Your body can absorb it. It tends to not really do much harm in the body. It kind of naturally is able to flush it out and cleanse it. But when it becomes a fish oil supplement, the supplement manufacturers will never tell you, and perhaps many of them don't even know, that as much as they say they filter out the mercury, it's impossible actually to filter out the mercury the way they claim it's filtered out. So the mercury actually, when it's going through the process of being filtered out in these facilities, when it's getting broken down in these processing machines and they try to get rid of it, it becomes more volatile and actually becomes homeopathically stronger and more absorbable when it's put into the supplement than the actual original source of when it was in the fish itself. So when these millions of fish go through this processing and they get to go through this filtration system, it unintentionally gets filtered down and becomes more of a volatile fat, a more volatile oil. And that oil is put into the capsules, and then people unwittingly every day consume the capsules, and they're getting a much more toxic form of the original mercury, which was in the fish. And that's just the truth of it. It's why at Elite Life Nutrition, we'll never sell fish oil supplements. And it sucks to say, because I used to be a consumer of fish oil myself. I used to love it. I used to take it daily. I used to take the highest amount, you know, like 1,300 milligrams of DHA plus EPA combined. And by the way, that's another thing too. You don't need as much fish oil as these supplement companies, these manufacturers will have you believe. Your body just doesn't need that much. It needs a decent amount, like, you know, 300-500 milligrams a day, something like that. Maybe a little bit more if you have certain conditions or whatever. Maybe you go up to 1,000 per day, something like that in some circumstances, but you really don't need anything more than that. You don't need these 2,000-4,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA that even pharmaceutical companies now, they've made certain patents and they give out these omega-3s that are coming from fish oils. They'll give them out in super high concentrations. We're talking 4 to 8 grams or 4,000 to 8,000 milligrams a day to certain patients. And it's like, you really don't need that much. But, and that's the thing. If you're giving people more of something that's become volatile and much more toxic because of its heavy metal content, because of the mercury in it, you're actually going to become causing that person more harm than good. And yeah, some people actually, because they're so deficient in omega-3s, they're so deficient in having those fats in their body and their brain needs it. And, you know, for certain heart conditions, you need it for sure. Some people are so deficient and their health is in such poor shape when it comes to that if they jump on an omega-3, they might see some benefit, you know, short term because of the omega-3 content, the DHA, EPA that's in the fish oil. But then you get the long-term effect. It's an insidious effect. It's insidiously going into your system of the mercury, which then accumulates in the cells, accumulates in the liver cells, and accumulates in the brain. It crosses right over into the blood-brain barrier and then sits and causes, you know, pockets of heavy metals to form, which then, of course, shut down the neuron function and then starts to kill off the neurons in your brain. And then you got other problems. You got the problems of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS, et cetera, that come later down the road. And for some people, a lot sooner. Before those things come, you have sleep problems. Before those things come, you have migraines. Before those things, you have focus concentration problems. Before those things come, you have severe ADD, much, much sooner in the horizon than, you know, the ALS and the Parkinson's of the world. But that's what happens when you get heavy metals in the brain. And unfortunately, fish oil, as much as people might claim that they filter that out the mercury, it's impossible to do so. And when they try to filter it out, they might get some of it out, but it breaks down into a homeopathically much stronger version of the original mercury that was just in the fish. And so that's the problem with fish oil. You can instead of fish oil, I highly recommend that you get a plant-based omega-3. They have algae. They have all kinds of good ones out there. They have algae-based ones. Go for the plant-based one, though. Go for the plant-based omega. And, you know, again, you only need maybe 300-500 milligrams, something like that, a day. And it's really not that hard to get that much. And yeah, you can keep having your fish. You can keep having your salmon if you want once a week or whatever other fish. The smaller the fish, the better, though. Cut out all the tuna. The tuna is horrible for you. The tuna will kill you. The tuna will cause major, major problems for you. So cut out the tuna, but you can have the smaller fish, the salmons of the world, the sardines, some of the other ones. But that's what it comes to fish oil. That's the scoop on fish oil. Cut it out, eliminate it. And also, instead of omega-3s are good, but instead of a plant-based omega-3, you can also bring in turmeric. I love turmeric or curcumin. Some people sell curcumin by itself. Bring curcumin or turmeric in because it's a natural anti-inflammatory. It's giving you a lot of those benefits that you're seeking from the omega-3s without actually having to take any omega-3s. And in my opinion, it's a much better natural anti-inflammatory than omega ever has been. Even the best fish oil with the highest amount of EPA, DHA, regardless of, say, the, you know, mercury content, but even the best omega-3 has nothing on turmeric or curcumin when it comes to natural anti-inflammatory properties and helping with your heart health and your brain health and even your liver health. All those things are going to benefit when you take an herb like turmeric or curcumin daily. That's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope I didn't offend you too much. And that's it. As far as feedback, let me know. Shoot me a comment, Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. Start commenting on some of our videos and letting me know how you think, because I really appreciate the feedback. But that's it for today, guys. EliteLifeNutrition.com, and I'll talk to you in a couple days.